flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You know, I've been thinking long and hard. I said this to Spadoni yesterday. I'll float it to you. In years past, they didn't have 12 roster spots, you know, to fulfill. Like, the team was pretty locked in place. When your quarterback's, like, making less than $1 million, you know, you could spend pretty well across the board, and there just weren't a lot of spots up for grabs. I'm looking at this year's team, and given the fluctuation of finances and just open spots, this is the year to have, you know, 12 picks in the first 5 or 6 rounds and walk away with 10 or 11 dudes that actually make your team. Like, this is the kind of a year that they need to absolutely crush the draft.
And I thought they got a good start last season in the draft. I thought they found some players. Renardo Green is a player. Ricky Pearsall, last couple weeks. Well, I'm encouraged. I'm very much encouraged about Ricky Pearsall. I think this guy could be a player.
I like Cowing, too.
I like Jacob Cowing. I wish they used him a little bit more. Tatum Bethune, I'm really eager to see.
He played a little on Sunday.
He played a little bit, but I think he could be a player, at least a special teamer. Maybe, you know, maybe he's playing on base downs, first and second down or whatnot.
What'd you think of Mustafa?
Dominic Pudi, I think, is a baller. Mustafa won the Rookie of the Year award for the 49ers. Like, so I think Malik Mustafa, but also I really want a ball hawking safety. Like, I wish Caleb Downs from Ohio State was coming out, but he's only a sophomore. Like, that's the type of player I need at safety. Sideline to sideline. He can play the deep third. Deep routes to shut down. You need him in the box at times? Sure, why not? I need a ball-hawking free safety to say, who fucking the Eagles, Shasky? Oh, my gosh.
Well, him and Jair Brown, it felt like the longer they played throughout the year, the worse they got.
Yes. I mean,
but they also feel very redundant to each other. See, they got to make a decision. To me, if you keep Jair Brown, then Hufanga goes. If you keep Hufanga, then Jair Brown goes.
And then what's Hufanga's market? What is he going to be looking for?
I don't know.
I don't know what he's going to be looking for.
But him, you know, and Mustafa can't stay on the field.
No, they can't. They really can't. So I would love a ball hockey free safety and just move Mustafa to strong. And I would move off of Jair Brown and Hufanga if that's what it is. And I hate saying that because Hufanga has been a good 49er, been a good community member, but business is business, man. We got to go out here and win football games. Those angles that he takes and his speed, it just looks like he got slower. Now, maybe he needs another year to come back from that ACL injury,
yeah,
because I think we forget how dominant he was as an all-pro. But he definitely misses a lot of tackles. He takes some horrific angles, and you can make 50 great plays. All it takes is that one bad play to give up 7.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring in all that up, because I've been saying that, like, I think Talanoa Hufanga is a guy that should also play special teams. You know, this is a team that needs guys that can play special teams. Why is he not?
Yeah.
You know, I know, oh, well, most of your starters don't play. Hey, look, Navarro Bowman, when he was in his prime, played special teams. Deshaun Goldson, in his prime, played special teams. Mm-hmm. In his prime. Like, so I'm not above playing some of my starters on special teams.
Should.
I understand that you run the risk of getting them injured. Believe me, I'm well aware of that.
A lot of teams do that.
I think you have to.
At least a punt team, punt return team. Give me some starters up there.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody who can block, somebody who's out there looking to make sure that there's no fakes or anything like that. No, starters should have to play that. I'm surprised more starters didn't play, but there was a plethora of injuries on this football team that maybe Shanahan felt hesitant in playing these guys on special teams. But I want a ball hockey safety so damn bad, Shasky, it's not even funny. I swear to God, I want one. And I don't know if there's any good ones in the draft. I'm looking at all these mock drafts, which is kind of weird to look at mock drafts around these parts in early January, but that's what we're doing right now. But I want a big-time safety, man. I want a big-time safety. And the trenches as well. So I don't know what they're going to do with that. But speed, overall team speed is needed on this roster.
There's no doubt. I wrote down a list with Carter the other day. Carter, one of our young producers here, even though he's, you know, 7 feet tall, looks like he could play right tackle. Bonte, I wrote down just a ton of questions for the offseason. certain players, you know, the coordinators, like, you know, a great example. Like, one of my top questions, what do you do with Nick Sorensen?
You fire him.
You would.
You move off from him.
That's what you would
do. You see anything creative?
No.
You see anything exotic?
No.
I mean, he's basically running Shanahan's scheme, and it's very vanilla. And when you want to run a vanilla scheme, you better have top-end talent. And the 49ers didn't have top-end talent on defense this season. So I want to move off from the scheme. I want to move off from the Y9. And look, I'm kind of with Willard when it comes to, like, hey, we're calling for people's jobs, and, you know, COVID made them rethink all that stuff. I understand that. But I got to move on. Like, this was worse than Steve Wilks.
Can I
Steve Wilks look like Bill Belichick.
Can I interrupt for just a second? He's not working on the job site making $86,000 a year. Nick Sorensen is making seven digits. He'll be fine. All right? Like,
yeah,
you know what I worry about? I worry about the single individual with multiple children making like 75 grand a year.
Yeah, but here we missed the point, though. These guys got to uproot their family.
Okay.
They got to sell their house. You know how it is with kids. They don't want to leave their school. They develop friendships.
I'm not denying
that. It's tougher than you think. So that's why I want to be cool off like,
it's
hey.
Just, but I'm just saying, like, these people are going to be okay.
He's going to be fine, no doubt about it. Everybody's going to be okay. I think when a person is fired at a Costco job or something like that, they're going to be okay. It's going to be tough times ahead, but at the end of the day, you will be okay. Time will heal all wounds. That's for every business. But I there's a lot that goes into it. I don't want to call for his job, but I do think it's necessary to move on from Nick Sorensen. I do.
Okay, so if you were just to say, and I got I'm literally like 100 questions here. What's the number one question for you heading into the offseason? What's the number one question?
I don't have a number one question.
You don't have one?
I don't have a number one question, but I have questions.
So, like, okay.
My biggest question right now, because I'm not going to go the Purdy route in terms of money or whatnot. That's going to play itself out.
No, let's remove the money.
I actually think the Purdy deal is going to be more team friendly than people anticipate, and it's going to work out for everybody, all parties involved. I think Parag Bharate and company are going to do that. And I think Purdy will accept that. But what are you going to do in terms of moving on from some of the core? What's the big move you're going to make to reinvent yourself? Is it giving Kubiak the keys to the offense and letting him call plays? Is it moving on from Chris Kocurek? Is it moving on from Deebo Samuel? That's a big one around here.
Before we go to Deebo, I want to stick on Purdy for just a second. If just removing all money, he's playing for free next year, I say to you, right? Is that it? Like, you just rolling with Purdy? Because I got a lot of questions on the shoulder and the elbow, like, to start with. And then secondarily, I got questions on the second half. Do I think he needs a better offensive line? Of course.
I think
he needs better weapons around him? Of course. That's every quarterback. But I still have some questions. I'm not saying I want to move off him. I think they need to do something behind him that's better, that pushes him in camp.
Kirk Cousins?
No. I'm out on Kirk. Completely out on him being a backup.
Justin Fields?
I don't really like Justin Fields, so I'm kind of out on that.
Jones?
What?
Mac Jones?
God, as much as I don't like that, that sounds like something they would do.
Sam Darnold wants a starting job. So
absolutely.
That's not happening.
And I don't think either Brandon Allen or Josh Dobbs are coming back.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
And I honestly don't think they're good enough to be your backup. As you've seen this year, Purdy missed two games, and they lost both those games.
All the Josh Dobbs talk finally got put to bed. Josh Dobbs was on three teams last season for a reason.
He's not that good.
It's a reason why he was on three different teams. All right.
I think they should still draft a guy, but
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
thing about drafting is it's such a roulette. I don't care where you pick, whether it's the sixth round or the second round. It's just such a roulette. But I would draft another guy. I don't think it's Tanner Mordecai. And I don't think the answer is freaking bringing in Kirk Cousins to push him. No, I don't like that.
I don't even know his status. But what about Davis Mills in Houston?
Davis Mills is an intriguing backup. He's a guy that I think can actually win you a game.
He's not bad.
If you're out two, can he win one? Yeah, I don't hate that. And that's not going to rile people up he started a lot of games.
Is Cooper Rush a free agent?
See, I'd be interested in Cooper Rush.
He may want to start.
Yeah, he's not a starter though. But I hear you.
May want to start.
Josh Dobbs was frustrated. Like the beat reporters were talking to him, and I'm like, "Hey, Josh, I really like you."
The beat reporter said yesterday Josh Dobbs was frustrated.
Just leading up to the week, they're like, "What do you think about coming back?" It's like, "I think I'm going to look around." It's like, where?
You've been looking around your whole career.
That's what I'm saying.
By the way,
your fate.
By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HU1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's play this for Brock. Bottom line is he wants to be in San Francisco.
More than anything, I want to be able to, be here for my guys in the locker room, be here to, I want to be in San Francisco and play my football career here, man. I love it here, and I want to do whatever it takes to be here. And so we'll see when we get there, when we sit down and start talking and stuff. But that's first and foremost, and then we'll go from there. But I'm not really sure what it all is going to look like and entail, but I know that I'm the guy for this organization and that I can do what it takes to help lead us where we want to go, and I'm confident in that. So we'll see.
I'm confident in that as well. Last one here. Ask if he's heard about the debate about his contract, because that's all people have been talking about during the season, before the season. We're going to talk about it after the season. Here's what Purdy said about that.
Obviously, just based off of how this year has gone, that's been conversations and the talking points and things like that. But, I mean, if you take a step back and realize what has been done the last couple of years, if we're talking about me and my story, like being drafted last and then coming in and helping the team win and reach some pretty big heights, that's something that I can fall back and look on and be like, okay, that's what I've done. And obviously not just by myself. I've had a great supporting cast and everything, and I'm very thankful for that. This year was tough, but like I said, dude, I really do believe that this all happened and I can grow so much from it and continue to grow into the quarterback that I want to be. And I just turned 25 years old. I feel like there's a lot of areas and improvement that I can have within my game, and I know I can get to, and so I'm confident in that. So we'll see what happens. Everybody has their own opinion, and that's okay. But for me, I know who I am and what my purpose in life is and what I can do.
So Brock Purdy's only 24 years old. I do believe he could get better. I believe he could get better. Now, can his arm get stronger? We'll see. Can he become more accurate? I definitely think he can, and I think he has shown that he can be accurate. Everybody says, hey, man, he needs the Avengers. He needs everything to be perfect. Name me a quarterback who doesn't need a good offensive line. Name me a quarterback who doesn't need talent on the field. For crying out loud, Joe Montana needs talent on the field. And I'm not calling Brock Purdy that. But I definitely believe that you can win a lot of football games with Brock Purdy, a lot of high-level football games with Brock Purdy. And so do I want to see another quarterback in here to push him? I'd love to see Mac Jones. I'm not opposed to. I'm not opposed to Davis Mills. I'm not opposed to Cooper Rush. I'm not opposed to Justin Fields, for crying out loud. I thought Justin Fields got better with Pittsburgh this season when he did play. Bigger than a backup who could push Purdy, sure, why not? But I do believe Purdy can be the guy for this team moving forward.
So if I were to say to you, he's had the two seasons, right? And this year was a downer, and the year prior was near excellent. What's he more likely to replicate? The excellent season?
The excellent season.
Really? Believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think it's so hard for all those things to go well.
Well, I do believe that he could replicate. Maybe it doesn't look like it did during that Super Bowl run, but I think this is an anomaly. Look at everything that's happened. Like, in a way, it's kind of like when the Warriors had that situation with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. It just kind of sits like, damn, it's just not right. Something just feels off. And they go on that 0-5 road trip and they don't win a game, and you just thought, man, they're not winning road games. They don't seem connected or whatnot. This year with the Niners, and we should have saw this coming. Ray Ratto actually hit me up week 5 and goes, Bonte, this is done. They're not going to do it this year. And I was like, nah, come on, man. They're going to make a run at this. And I tried to believe it. And you know what? He was right. A lot of people are right. everything that went on before the season, during the offseason, all the players, we've gone through it all. It was just a nightmare. It was a nightmare. I don't think this is the real Brock Purdy. I think Brock Purdy's the guy, more so the guy who did throw for over 4,000 yards. It was in the MVP running. Now, is he that good? Who knows? But I don't think he's this bad that he showed this season. I don't think he's that bad.
I mean, his year this year, if you look at the stats, just the stats, it's like identical to the 2021 season for Jimmy G. Touchdowns, interceptions, yards per game, sacks. The only thing different was the win-loss record, and I think Jimmy's defense was better. He went 9-6 that year and played in 15 games. This year, Brock went 6-9, and he played in 15 games. And I think both guys hurt their shoulder. And I have nothing but just speculation. I don't think that he was 100% all year. I have way more red flags on Purdy than you do. I'm not ready to move off him. I'm not ready to say that he's done. I'm of the nature, and this is just how I operate. My uncle Jeff, who's one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life, he was giving me financial advice back in the day. He said, Joe, you can make $1,000 mistakes till you're blue in the face. You will not go broke. Do you know when you go broke? When you make $100,000 mistakes over and over and over again. And I would say the same thing about quarterback. When you make $100 million mistakes at quarterback, that's when things go really awry. So I like Purdy. I'm just very reluctant, and they have to make sure that this is the right, like the right guy. Because if you make the wrong $100 million mistake, everybody's done.
Dan Dibley said something yesterday during a crossover about Purdy's contract that was very, very interesting about the way they could structure the deal and how they could have a low base salary where it doesn't kill you and allow you to sign other players and give them the guarantee. And also, I don't believe you have to give them a five. We come out with a headline today, we see it, and if news breaks it, Purdy signs 5 years, $200 million, and everybody's going to lose their minds. I do believe this front office is going to structure this deal to where they have opt-outs every April, just like Jimmy Garoppolo, because of the injury concerns. And so that's why I think they're not going to marry him for 5 years. This is going to be a year-to-year deal, I believe. I truly believe that, where they could get out of it.
Look, I'm on the other side, we'll get into it, but I just look at all the dead cap for the big money hits. If he gets over $100 million guaranteed, he's got to be the right guy.
We'll see. We'll see. Baldy coming up at 7:30. We'll get to Robinson and Bruno on the other side about Brock Purdy and play more sound. Who's skeptical about Brock Purdy? I do believe you can win a lot of games with him. On my list of issues, I don't think he's in my top five right now. Now, he is the quarterback, and I know it's sacrilege to say he's the quarterback of the team. I think Brock is going to be fine if you build around him the right way, and I think that's important. That segment was sponsored, next segment as well, is sponsored by the San Francisco International Airport.
New year, new adventures. Choose SFO for all your travel plans.